specifically talking about the events that happened on March 11th. I guess just before 4 p.m. Can you tell me everything that you observed that day, starting with when the gentleman that came in?
Yeah, he walked through the door, and he was kind of strange even just walking through the door. He stopped and, like, kind of looked, scoped out the place, looked at everything. And
had he been here before?
I'd never met him in my life. And, anyways, he came in, and he sat down. A couple of my bar regulars were here. And he sat down, and I said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "I want a shot of Kentucky whiskey."
You remember, like, okay, how many you ever gave him? How many?
Well, I gave him the first one, and he knocked it over.
Okay.
I wasn't there when he knocked it over. I'd walked away doing something. And Kenny said it looked, to him, when he knocked it over, it looked like he did it on purpose. He was kind of an asshole the whole time he was here.
Who did you serve him the second one?
Kenny served him the second, because I wasn't there. So the first one he spilled right after I gave it to him, and then he gave him another one. That's all he had was the one shot.
Okay. What's Kenny's last name?
Emmerich.
Oh, the owner?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What happened after Kenny gave him another bourbon?
He sat and talked to the people that was here, Dale and Bob and Eddie. And pretty much when he was talking to them, he was an asshole to me, but he was just asking them, like, about their veteran status. A lot of them are veterans, and so that's pretty much what his discussion was.
Okay.
But the problem we had with him is Miss Judy was sitting at the bar. She's another older lady that comes in. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting there, and he wouldn't keep his hands off of her. He kept touching her, like grabbing her side and poking at her. And she had asked him multiple times to leave him alone, to leave her alone, to the point where finally she had asked him to move down the bar because he wouldn't leave her alone, and she didn't want him sitting beside her.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, and he moved down a seat. But at that point, it was just everybody else had left. Dale had left, Eddie had left, Bob had left, and it was just me and him and Judy up there. So they were sitting a seat apart from each other.
It would have been the guy that you didn't know, then in the middle, who was sitting there in the middle
at this point? Nobody. Like, it was Judy, because Dale had left, and Eddie had left, and Bob had left, and Judy was sitting down on that end bar stool.
The far end by the bathroom. Okay.
And he was sitting, but the bar stools were different. They changed a little bit.
That's
so
fine.
It was more like in the spot where that second seat is.
Okay. But
then,
still pretty close to the
bathroom. And then where the glass is, where there was an empty chair.
Okay.
And then he was sitting in that chair.
Okay.
And it was just me and him and Judy. And he still was antagonizing her and wouldn't leave her alone. So
okay.
Me and I was trying to just engage her in conversation so that he would
kinda
just
ignore him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe get the point and leave,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were sitting there talking, and that's when James walked in. He comes in four times a week.
Okay.
He's usually got about an hour or two to kill between the time he gets off work and his wife.
Okay.
He came in, and they've been real good friends for a long time. We've all known each other for years. So he sat in between them, because Judy was like, "Sit here," you know what
She's
I mean?
Pretty much telling him to sit down.
Yeah,
there.
So she sat between the two of them so that he could
leave him alone.
Have somebody there, a barrier.
Barrier.
And anyway, so he sat down, and he always drinks Miller High Life. I went and grabbed his beer.
This is James, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went and grabbed his beer. And then the dude, I came back, and he was asking about if he was a veteran and stuff. And James is, I don't believe James is a veteran. But, so he thought he was kind of weird too when he first started, you know, so he was trying to do the same thing I was and just
ignore him
and talk to Judy or whatever. And he still wouldn't leave Judy alone.
Okay.
And at this point, James here, and he still wouldn't leave Judy alone. And James had ordered cheese fries. So I had gone back and started the cheese fries and came back up here and went when I went back to check on the cheese fries is when I went back there and I hadn't no more than got the pot pulled out of the air fryer thing. And I just heard like blood-curdling screams and chairs flying and, you know, and then so I came running out here and I got out, and when I got to the edge of the bar, I looked down and James had the guy down on the floor.
You didn't see anything that happened before that? You just heard screams?
But Judy
so you came out from the back?
Yeah. Judy was sitting right beside him, but when I came out from the back, James is a non-violent person. Not, mm-hmm. You know, he ain't got a mean bone in his body that I've ever seen in the
right.
years that I've known him. So I was like, what? You know, I'm like lost. I'm like, why is James on top of this guy anyways? But that's when Judy yelled at me and she said, watch it, he's got a gun.
So James is on top of him on the ground?
Yeah, like,
okay.
Not like on top, but he pushed him down. So I mean, like, I think I came out like, right after. No,
okay.
But
was he standing over him or was he on top of him?
He was kind of standing over
okay.
him, like bent over, because he was trying to get the gun from him, because trying to protect Judy, because Judy was sitting there. But anyways,
who'd you hear say that had a gun?
Judy.
Okay.
So she hollered at me.
That?
Yeah, she hollered at me and told me he had a gun. I hadn't seen it yet. So that's when I looked down and more, you know, investigate what the hell was going on, and I could see the big black gun in his hand.
Okay.
And he was trying to point it at James, and then Keith came out.
So you saw him with the gun in his hand?
Oh, yeah.
What was he doing with it?
When I first came out, he was trying to get a name on James. And then Keith came out from the back because he, you know, heard the ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in the middle of it. And I was standing, Judy was still back here, she in the same spot the whole time.
Okay, so
and I moved away because they were like, get, and so I moved over here to the table, not the square table, but the round table there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing there and I was yelling and screaming and, you know, freaking out, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, sorry, I'm freaking out.
No,
it's like
right.
It happened again.
I understand.
But anyway, so when he looked and saw that I was standing there, he took the gun and pointed it at me, made eye contact with me and everything. And I said, Keith was out here at that time, and Keith saw him do it. And Keith took his foot and kicked his hand, trying to kick the gun out of his hand. And he couldn't get the gun out of his hand. The guy had a fucking death grip on it. But, he got the aim off of me. Anyways, at that point, I start yelling at James, and I'm like, James, because he's old, you know what I mean? You don't need to be in the middle of that. I'm like, just go to the bathroom, run to the bathroom, and lock yourself in.
That's what you told him?
And Judy, him and Judy both.
So you told James to run?
I told James to run to the bathroom, and I told Judy to run to the bathroom. And then once I got them out of here, and Keith was still struggling with the guy on the floor, that's when, you know, I realized I was going nowhere. He wasn't going to be able to get the gun, and he was going to end up shot. So I told Keith, I said, just forget it. Just run. Just go. I said, I'm running. You run, too. And so he ran out the back door because he was closer to that door, and I ran out this door because I was closer
so
to it.
Keith went out back door. He went out side
door. Yeah, I went out the back door, he went out the back door, and I went out the side door. But anyways, that's when, before I even got around the building, I started hearing gunshots. So I didn't know what he was shooting at, who he was shooting at, if he was shooting in the air, had no idea. But I ran around the side and met Keith in the back to make sure, you know, he hadn't been shot, because I didn't know, like I said. And he hadn't been shot, so we walked around the side over here, because
how many gunshots did you initially
out?
Hear?
At least four or five.
Okay.
At least.
You thought you heard four or five?
At least.
Okay.
But it was loud, even from outside. God, it was loud. But anyway, so, oh, goodness. I met him.
You met Keith out front?
Well, I met him. We kind of ran into each other on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked over here because we didn't know what to do. We were like, oh, my God. And I was like, I didn't have my cell phone. He had his cell phone. I told him, I said, just call 911. call 911. And he tried to give me the phone to call him, and I was like, no, you call him. I'm going to figure out what pills, where's James and Judy, because they're my, I love them to death.
Yeah.
So he's calling 911 from the side over here, and he said, oh God, here he's coming out the door, because he saw the door opening.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, get back, trying to, you know, keep me out of, you know, if he was coming out looking for us or what.
He went out the front door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, so he's like, run, just go, and he stayed over there on the phone with 911. So I knew he was coming up the front door, so I ran around and came back in the back door. Mm-hmm. I stood back there for a minute to see it, because he just nonchalantly just walked out, slow, didn't speed up, nothing quick about it.
Did you see what kind of vehicle he got into?
It was a black Ford Ranger.
Did you write down the tag?
I did.
Do you remember
it? I got
it
on my phone.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Carl's here, and Carl's the one that held the, his, you know, the towel on his wound.
Okay.
And he told Carl a bunch of stuff, you know, before,
okay,
you know, about the guy and what he did.
Yeah.
Because Carl was actually the one that held on to,
okay,
James before the paramedics,
okay,
got here.
Okay, thank you.
I took a picture of it. I need to do it again. It was a black Ford Ranger.
Okay, and you wrote that down on your hand?
Yeah. I got a picture of it if anybody needs it.
Okay.
But anyway, so I ran back through the back door. I stood there because he, like I said, he was just nonchalant, like nothing had happened. And he even stood in the doorway for a minute before he walked out.
Okay.
I stood there. I didn't move. They wanted to see me or whatever. But and I seen him go out the door, so I stopped at the bar and got my ink pen. And I ran over here because he was parked right here, like where this black car is sitting right here. I mean, literally right in front of the door.
Okay.
So I stood right there by the pool sticks.
As he was leaving.
And waited for him to,
okay,
decide to get in his truck and go, because I didn't know if he was getting more bullets to reload or,
sure,
you know. So I waited, and then I seen him actually finally get in his truck and shut the door.
Which
and
way did he drive out?
When he backed out of the spot that way,
mm-hmm,
and went that way towards the school.
Clay's Mill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But once I knew that his truck was turned facing away from me and he would have a hard time, even if he did have a gun in,
sure,
his hand, still shoot me. That's when I ran out the door and wrote down the stuff on my hand.
What'd you do next?
And once I got that done, that's when I came inside.
It's okay.
I thought everybody was safe. So I came in. I went to the bathroom and knocked on the men's room. I said, James, James, it's me. He's gone. It's okay. You can go out. And he didn't answer me. I knocked again and I was like, James, are you okay? And he said, no. I said, I need you to unlock this door. I got to get in there. So he crawled over to the door and unlocked it. He crawled out in the hallway. And I was like, where are you shot? I didn't see any blood.
Those things are traumatic, I know.
And he rolled over and he see the bullet.
Did you see
all
where
the blood all over it hit him like right in the gut.
Was it on the left side or right side, do you remember?
It was on his left side.
Okay. So you saw, okay.
So I got him out and I put my hand on it for pressure, and that's when Carl was walking in. And I got Judy out of the bathroom before James had crawled out, so she was standing there watching and freaking out. And I'm like, here, Carl, come here. I need you to put pressure on this so I can get a towel. So Carl went over there and held pressure on it while I went and got a towel from the bar. About that time when all the cops started showing up.
Okay.
Last time I'll ever see James alive.
Sorry. Did you know Steven at all?
Stevie?
Yeah.
I've known him for years, too.
Did you see him in here at all?
I'm not sure where he came from. Like I said, when it all went down, I was in the kitchen. And when I came out, my attention was solely on getting them out of here. Getting him away from the gun, whatever.
At any point, when did you...
So I'm not sure exactly where, but I know that by the time that he started shooting, Stevie had run out this door.
The side door?
Yeah. And I'm guessing he got shot on his way out. Because, from where he was at, I know Stevie went out this door because that's what he told me, but he fell on his way out. And that's, I'm guessing, when he got shot, because when he didn't even know he got shot and he met Stevie, he's not there.
Yeah. But so he didn't obviously do anything to provoke.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No.
What does Steven do here? Does he just hang out?
Packs ice. He's like bar back.
Work here, though, right?
No. I just pay him, get me a bucket of ice or whatever every now and then.
So he just helps out.
Yeah. He just gives him something to do every day.
But he's harmless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He seemed like he was harmless.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah. At what point did you realize that he was shot?
After the ambulance had already left. Okay. And Stevie, I don't know what he'd been doing. Everything was such a mess. And I was standing out here on the wall because, we had to go outside because the crime scene or whatever. So I was standing here with Kenny, and I had a chair propping this door open. And Stevie came over, and he said, "Franny, can I sit down in this chair?" And I said, "Stevie, you can sit down in that chair. I don't care where you sit. Just, we're going to be here for a while, so just make yourself comfortable." And he sat down, and he looked at me, and he said... And lifted his arm up like this. He said, "My back hurts. I think I hurt it when I fell." And I was standing right there. I said, he was sitting there. So when he lifted his arm up, there's blood everywhere. And I was like, "Stevie, can I do something?" Because I didn't, I said, "Can I lift your shirt up for just a second? I want to check that out, make sure you didn't hurt it too bad when you fell." And he said, "Yeah, that's okay." So I untucked his shirt, and me and Kenny got his shirt lifted up far enough and found the bullet hole in his back. He didn't even know.
What side of the body was his on?
On the left. That's why I think that he got shot when he was running out the door.
Cause he was in bad shape for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. He's doing a lot better.
Yeah, I heard it. I keep in touch with Kevin and David.
Anything else that you can remember?
Not that I haven't said. Just that,
actually, I have nothing.
He was kind of an ass when they're out here. I don't know, but he's asking me about. I said he told me he wanted a shot of Kentucky whiskey. Well, sorry, but it's Kentucky bourbon,
right,
to begin with.
Everybody knows that.
And so I was like, "I'll hook you up," but I need to know what you want. We are a bourbon bar.
Yeah,
I've got probably 100 bourbons back there, what I mean? Yeah. Do you want a $4 shot? Do you want a $30 shot? And I was asking questions, trying to figure out what he wanted, and he was being an asshole to me. He looked at, I think it was Eddie.
Did it look like he was drunk?
I don't know.
Just contrarian.
Just an asshole.
Type.
Just yeah, kind of just strange.
Yeah.
try not to crack you.
I know, it's okay. It's all right. I'm asking some tough questions.
But yeah, I mean, he didn't seem intoxicated. I mean, I've been bartending for off and on since I was 20. So yeah. He didn't seem intoxicated to me. Like I said, other than being just an ass.
Do you remember what? So when you came out, he already had the gun out. Did he have a coat on or anything like that? To your knowledge,
it was like a black shawl-looking thing. It wasn't a coat, kind of like what a barber would wear.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate to interrupt, but Caleb was here too, and he was out front.
Yeah, my brother's the one that called in.
He called in too at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. Just to let you know, there was some other people that saw him.
Can you leave your name and number on like a?
Yeah.
I don't have. Let me grab your sheet of paper.
Yeah, like, yeah, we were
to gather all these witnesses for you because this is lucky that everybody's just walked in.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we were actually walking down here to play pool, and then whenever we initially heard the shots, we ran over there to that business, and my brother's the one that called, or was one of the people that called. So
yeah.
It's like I didn't really see anything he did, but I mean, I definitely heard it and seen the cluster and seen everybody run out. So
okay. What's your name, sir?
Caleb, man, C A L E B.
Your last name?
C A L L I S O N.
What's your telephone number? Okay, where were you?
We were walking down the sidewalk over here whenever we initially heard the shot go off, and that's whenever we didn't know if it came from here or there, and then that's whenever the other shot went off, and then we realized it was in here, and then we ran over there behind that building, and my brother was the one that he was like standing on the side of the building whenever the guy took out, so.
I kind of did you off. See him leaving?
My brother did, yeah. I didn't actually see him leave. I ran and my brother stayed there.
What's your brother's name?
Spencer.
Callison?
Yeah.
Do you know his number?
He's actually in Iowa at the time being. I'm not sure if he's even got his phone, but I can, I've seen a text message or an email or something, or email, Facebook message, and tell him that I gave him your information and stuff, yeah. And then whenever you call me, I'll have, or I can just give him a card.
Yeah, there you go.
See him a picture of a card.
Yeah, you can just tell him to give me a call.
Okay, that'll work. I left your $5 up there from last night, don't let him take it.
Thank you.
So y'all on the sidewalk on, what's this road?
Yeah. We were walking by this brick building right here whenever we initially heard the shot go off.
Okay.
And then that's what I said. That's whenever the little people next door, he stepped outside, and we kind of looked at him, and then we heard the other shot, and I was like, oh, God, that was a gun. And so we took off running.
Okay.
So.
All right, I got you. Thank you.
No problem, man.
Did you see, did he have a, what kind of holster was it? Do you remember? Did you see a holster?
I didn't see a holster.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, thank
you. I want to say they said that he pulled it out of his pocket.
Okay. All right. If you didn't see it,
I didn't see it. But I do know one thing I didn't tell you, because I wasn't here when it happened, but what started it, I mean, totally set him off the deep end or whatever. Like I said, he'd been bothering Miss Judy. And then when James came in, he sat between them. Well, even with James sitting there, he wouldn't leave Judy alone. And finally James, he's, you know, looked at him and was like, you need to leave the lady alone.
Okay.
And that's when he pulled the gun out of his pocket and hit James in the head with it.
Did you see that?
I did not, but Judy did.
Okay.
She was all sitting right next to him.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
But that's what provoked James to take him to the ground, because
that's
not something James would do. If it came to something like that, James would just get up and leave. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand.
But yeah, Judy said that that's when he had looked at him and said, would you just leave the lady alone? Old dude just went red.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Anything to hang that motherfucker.
Yeah.